The second key to peak performance selling is courage. Top salespeople work continually to confront the fears that hold most salespeople back. The two major fears that stand as the greatest obstacles on your road to success are the fear of failure and the fear of criticism or rejection. As it happens, it is not failure or rejection that hurts you or holds you back. It's the fear of failure or rejection. It is the anticipation of fear or rejection that paralyzes you and holds you back from doing what you need to do in the first place. Here's what I learned as a young salesperson. Everyone is afraid. The difference between the hero and the coward is that the hero is brave just a couple of minutes longer. Everyone you meet is afraid of failure and rejection. But the brave person confronts the fear and does it anyway. The average person, on the other hand, moves away from the fear and avoids the fear-causing situation. Glenn Ford, the actor, once said, "If you do not do the thing you fear, then the fear controls your life." Ralph Waldo Emerson said his entire life was changed when he read the words, "If you would be a success in life, make a habit throughout your life of doing the things you fear." He went on to say, "When you do the thing you fear, the death of fear is certain." Here are the most powerful words you can use to overcome your fears of failure and rejection. Just say to yourself over and over again, whenever you start to become nervous or anxious about anything, "I can do it. I can do it. I can do it." And here's the good news. The more you repeat the words, "I can do it," the lower are your fears and the higher is your self-esteem and self-confidence. When you say the words, "I like myself, I'm the best, I can do it," you raise your self-esteem and self-confidence to the point where you feel unstoppable. And this is the mindset of the high-performance salesperson.